Major League Baseball is good times with a great game. Hear every pitch of the Frisco Rough Riders on the ticket 1700 AM all season long. Brought to you by Hooters and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 617. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul. Kevin Scott here with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. A couple things here. Rough Riders season starts tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Mr. Jimmy and Mr. Labia?
It'll be Scooter Garner by himself. He'll be on 1700.
Did I say Labia?
Where are they
because
at?
Because they're in Tulsa tonight.
Oh.
Starting the season on the road this year.
Certainly wish the Rough Riders well.
Will they be playing on Tulsa time?
Have it fun.
High five, Greg.
No. Also, don't forget, Petty Theft is Saturday night at the Lakewood Bar and Grill. Now, there's been a little bit of change in plans.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Another band member bite the bullet?
Well, no.
Uh-oh. No. Seem to be dropping like flies around that camp.
No, not really. Not really.
You need to get out your fly swatter and whip one of them?
No, no. Whereas we were going to be starting around 11:30, it now appears as though things have been moved back a little bit, and we're going to be starting around 10:30.
Well.
So
the opener canceled.
No, the opener will be Simply Bob, and they will be there. But they're going to get going about 8, and then we'll get going about 10:30, so.
Everybody has to go to bed by midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We all have to be in bed by midnight.
You have to get home and take your milk of magnesia and hit the sack, huh?
Right, make sure everybody's still regular and stuff. Make sure nobody's heart explodes or anything like that. So. Anyway, come out and see us at the Lakewood Bar and Grill. That's on Gaston, a little bit to the west of Abrams over in Dallas. Well, it is time now for a little bit of prom talk.
Oh, boy.
No doubt everybody remembers attending the prom, if you did, when you were in high school. Now, I didn't.
Did you, because Michael? You couldn't get a date or you had a gig?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have gotten a date.
No, I couldn't have.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mike, you couldn't have dredged the bottom of that high school and found something?
Some big old fat girl?
I might could have done that, but I wouldn't have wanted to.
Were you aiming high back then?
Yeah, I was aiming pretty high back then.
When did you get into hogging?
What is hogging?
Well, he said he didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, later on in life, he did.
He always had those hogging stories. Would he go out, he and his buddies had the beds.
What was hogging? I don't know what that is.
He'd pick up the fattest girl, and whoever won got like $5 and a popper.
I never did that, did anything like that. Well, anyway, on our phone now.
Oh, I know she's on the phone. Why don't you tell me?
Would it have mattered?
We are joined by my young teen daughter.
I'm sorry.
Hi, daddy.
I'm sorry, Jordan. I didn't know you were on the phone.
Oh, it's fine. I thought it was funny.
Okay, good.
We are joined by my young teen daughter, Jordan, who attended a prom herself this weekend.
That's so awesome, daddy.
Hello, daddy.
I wish you'd have been there.
Oh, my God.
So great.
I can't believe they're already having proms.
Yeah, Jordan, what's the deal? Because prom normally is at the end of school.
Oh, I really don't know when it was supposed to be because sophomores and freshmen, I'm a sophomore, but we don't go unless we get asked, so I don't really know when it was supposed to be.
This was a senior prom?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a sophomore. You think you could have pulled that off? Think some chick would ask you to the prom when you were a sophomore, Mike?
Are you kidding? There is no way.
How about you, Grego? Did you go?
I went as a sophomore.
You did?
I did.
With a girl?
Yeah.
A senior asked you?
Junior. It was so small, Boyd, that it was the junior-senior prom.
It was a junior-senior banquet.
Well, that's what it was. It was the junior-senior prom. So you can't go unless a junior or senior asks you from Jesuit.
So some skank asked me, and I thought,
oh, great.
There you go. Yeah. Skank?
The hammer.
So you were asked by a senior, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Jordan. What
was his
what,
name Dawson?
No.
What was that first conversation like with your parents where you broached the subject that I can go to the prom, but I'm going to have to go with a senior guy? Who'd you tell, your mom or your dad?
Well, my mom was in the car when the guy called me.
Oh.
So she, like, heard the whole conversation. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. Just ask your dad.
Okay, now what was it like when you asked your dad?
Well, I didn't really ask. I kind of told him. I was more like, Dad, I got asked to prom today. Can I go? Well, actually, I did ask them.
And I'm so going.
I did not say like that. And he was
That was my reaction.
Go.
And I just told him, he didn't really ask, like, who asked me. He kind of found out it was a senior later, after he already said yes, so.
Because, Ron, you couldn't have been totally on board with that.
A senior.
Well, I mean,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
You got to let her go.
Exactly. I mean, if she wants to go with this boy and... You know, we met him, and he turned out to be a pretty nice kid and everything.
Is this kid a good-looking kid, Jordan?
Pretty nice. You like that?
Yeah.
He's okay, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's cute.
Okay.
But he's not, like, smoking hot.
What if he's listening?
Well, then you better say he's smoking hot. You better say, Johnny Depp, look out.
Yeah, he was smoking hot.
Okay. Now, how did he ask you? Because I remember when I asked my date to the prom, and it was very, like, hey, what are you doing on April 5th? You know, it was very, it was just all over
very
the place.
Tentative, I had to very shaky.
I was about to pee my pants. You know, I was so nervous. Was he real nervous?
No, he was really smooth. He was just like, I'd be honored if you would go to the prom with me.
Oh, gosh.
And I think he was kind of like, you know, putting it on a little bit, but it was really nice. He wasn't nervous at all.
Jordan, don't fall for those lines.
That was a load of crap, Jordan.
Yeah.
All right, so you get to the prom, and everybody's all dressed up, and did he have a tux?
I want to back up a little bit.
Okay.
What was the... Because when you get asked to a prom, that's a big deal, Jordan. So then you had to go shopping, because you got to have something new to wear, right?
A dress, yeah.
Right. So you go get you a new dress. Now, what was that like? Was that fun?
Oh, my gosh, no. I hate shopping for dresses. I hate it.
So how many did you try on? Over and under 10. Was it over or under 10?
Over.
Goo.
Beating. Did you have to go with your mom?
I'm glad I wasn't a part of that process.
I went with my friend, and then I went with my mom on, like, the day of prom.
Oh, you still didn't have a dress the day of prom?
Well, I had one on hold that I found with my friend, but I really didn't like it that much, so... My mom and I went shopping somewhere, and I found a dress I liked a lot. So
I bet those dresses weren't cheap either, were they?
No, they weren't.
Man. And now, did you wear a nice 6-foot corsage that draped down, or is that for homecoming?
That's a mom for a homecoming.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the guy did show up with some kind of corsage, though, didn't he?
They had a boutonniere.
To put on him or you?
To put on him. But he gave me a wrist.
Right, one of those worst
wrist rocket
flowers on your wrist for some reason.
Daddy wasn't going to let him pin it on your front, right?
It doesn't go on the front anyway.
It doesn't?
So that's cool. So now you've got everything. Did you have your hair done that day?
Yeah.
So you go out and you have your hair done, you get your makeup on,
you shower?
Well, I didn't, like, go get it done. I just did it myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg.
Good God, Greg.
You know what? Hey,
well,
it's not like when I...
get it done.
When I was...
You know, totally did it myself.
Everything has changed since I was there. I mean, now you go... People go in limos. And
yeah, we went in a limo.
You did?
A limo.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Well, my date picked me up with his friend, and then we went to go pick up his friend's date, and then we went to some place in Plano to, like, meet everyone else.
Hooters?
Plano Center?
No. It was, like, a school parking lot.
Oh, did y'all go eat dinner beforehand, or was there, like...
Dinner was served at the prom.
So was it, like, big slabs of
prime beef?
With little rolls and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Now, how was the limo experience?
It was fun.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
Full bar?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. There was no full bar. Stop it, you idiot. What the hell's the matter with you? Good gosh.
So then there was Coca-Cola, Sprite, Dr. Peppers. I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Thank you, Greg.
You idiots. Okay, so you get there, and I guess that you have the meal, and then you, did you have a band or a DJ? And
DJ.
Then you crank up, you have a little bit of music and dancing, right?
Right.
Okay.
And what kind of music were they playing?
They were not playing Give It to Me Lance.
Playing rock?
Rap.
Like Hoobastank?
Rap.
And
rap.
Great.
Seether.
So were they playing like rap and everybody's out there in a big herd dancing the way you guys do? Is that what was going
Run
on?
Run DMC.
Yeah, basically.
Run DMC. The Beastie Boys.
Cool G Rap. Did they ever play the Fat Boys? I Like Big Butts.
Yeah.
They did?
That's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get him confused.
Grego, what are you doing? Fanning a fart?
No, I'm not. No, you guys just can't let anything go, can you?
Yeah, they played that.
All right, hang on the phone for a second. We'll have more with you in a bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, more prom talk next here on The Ticket.
Check for a pulse. It's time to play the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Well, it is time indeed to play the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. We'll take the next caller on the one ball line. That's at 214-787-1225. Now, here's the way we do this. Listen to Dunham and Miller every weekday morning at 7:35 for a clue to the identity of a dead celebrity. Listen again later in the day for another clue and your chance to call in and guess who it is. Call the one ball line, 214-787-1225. And if you guess the stiff celebrity, you win a grand prize, including maybe trips to L.A. or San Francisco, maybe cold hard cash, maybe Cowboys season tickets, maybe World Cup hockey tickets, who knows?
Could
be just about anything like that. Well, on our phone now to play the game, Grego, is JT in Plano. Greetings, how are you?
Good afternoon, good evening, gentlemen.
How old are you?
I'd be the 40th white guy.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I work for an airline in the dispatch field.
Ah, a dispatcher, huh?
Yes,
psycho?
Sir.
Psycho?
Just like Psycho wants to be.
Yes. Now, what advice can you give Psycho about dispatch?
Oh, just lower your levels and you'll be all right.
Lower your levels and you'll be all right, huh? All right, Psycho, remember that. Well, JT, did you hear our clue this morning at 7:35?
I sure did.
Okay, well, let me give you the next clue.
Okay? Sure.
His discography consists of 43 releases.
Would that happen to be the great, soulful Barry White?
That would indeed be the maestro of love, the great Barry White.
Way to go, JT.
Oh, man, I've been listening since 94, man. It's the first time I ever got through in a contest, man. This has made my day.
Well, JT, let me tell you what you've won. You won the Barry White prize pack, which includes a thumb stomach operation.
Well,
I'm kidding. It doesn't include that. It includes a 5-star date package, including a limo to take you, your wife. You got a wife or a girlfriend, or what's the situation there?
I got the wife product.
You got the wife product, huh?
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
To you and presumably her, or maybe somebody else, to dinner, a show, and finally to a hotel suite for your own baby-making retreat, JT.
Greatness.
We will set up your room with the flowers, champagne, chocolate-covered cherries. You supply the love, just like the maestro of love would wish.
Just like you'd be there in person.
Well, JT, congratulations, and tell us what this proves.
This proves that people do win, Chuck.
Yes, people do win.
Boy, you are a listener.
All right, stay on the line, JT.
Appreciate it, guys.
We will put you on hold here. Danny in Lake Highlands will deal with you momentarily.
It's the contest that just won't die, as we don't want it to.
D-E-A-T-H. What did that spell? Death.
Listen to Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 7:35 for yet another clue in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Central Polaris in McKinney on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Continue with our visit with the squid about the prom. Hi there.
Hi.
All right, now, did you have a good time at this thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Were there a lot of people you knew there?
Yeah. I'm sometimes friends with the juniors and seniors, so.
Yeah, because next year, you get to go automatically, Jordan.
Well, if I get asked.
Now, see, that's the deal. What if you don't get asked, hypothetically? You will, obviously.
Well.
But let's just say you will. Come on. But if you don't, are you allowed to go and or ask someone yourself?
I think so. I'm pretty sure you're allowed to, because it's the Ursuline Jesuit. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's those two schools' prom.
Okay. So would you do that if you didn't get asked? Would you still go?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to go without a date.
Why? You might have more fun.
Mm.
Seriously, you might have more fun if you and a couple of your girlfriends went by yourself.
But what if all my girlfriends had dates?
Well, that would suck. But
yeah.
Eventually you'll learn the lesson that guys are useless, and you'll have a lot more fun with your girlfriends than you do guys. I'm just telling it like it is, being an experienced early 20s guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's go down another road here. This was a very big day for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you get something that you've been wanting for a long time?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
Because, okay, so I finished my driving time. Oh, my gosh, I got such a good score, Dad.
Did you?
I got a 92.
Excellent.
Isn't that good?
That's great.
And so I'm finished, and I go into the counter at All Star, and I'm like, okay, can I have my papers, please? And he's like, yeah, where's your driver's ed certificate that certifies that you've completed your classroom portion and that they've transferred you to All Star since I took the classroom part at my school?
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher didn't give me that. So they couldn't give me my documents, and I couldn't get it today.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's okay, because since I'm 16 and since I've had my permit for 6 months, I can get my license anytime after today. So.
Excellent.
She'll go up tomorrow and get it?
Well, I don't have school tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. You'll go up tomorrow and get it.
Well, no, because I have to get the paperwork from
the teacher.
She's
got to get the paperwork from the
teacher. Oh. Sorry.
Snake.
It's okay.
So you all fired up about that?
Yeah, but whenever's fine. Like, it's not like it had to be today.
When are you going to have to take the driving test, though?
Where
you
have to get that.
Oh, you've already taken the driving test with the state trooper?
You didn't have to do that anymore.
Well, are you serious?
Yeah.
Who did you have to drive with? Or did you even have to drive with anyone?
All-Star instructor.
And you had to parallel park?
Yeah.
How'd you do with that?
Well, I didn't have to do it for the test, but I had to learn how.
And how do you do with that?
You didn't have to.
That's the final test. The final test should be parallel parking. That's what everyone freaked out about when I was 16.
You know what? You have to do so much more now to get your license.
Yeah.
You know, more than driver. You know, used to you just had driver's ed, and you go down and you take your test, you pass it, and you had it. You got to do so much more now.
Mike had to parallel park a chuck wagon when he got his license.
Was that tough with the horses? Trying to, ho!
I bet they're going, yeah.
And you know what? I don't think parallel parking should be part of a driving test because nobody does it anymore.
Damn horses.
Well, I'm good at it anyway, so.
So you're pretty good at it, huh?
Yeah, we were going to go on LBJ today, but it was too crowded, so we didn't.
Now, did you take your test in your mom's car?
No, we take it in the instructor's, like the company car.
Wow. The driving school car.
Which is like that's something Ford else Taurus that's different. Or something.
I mean, when I took mine, you had to supply your own car.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
You just go up there in your own car.
And it didn't have the extra brake or steering wheel either.
Ooh. Ours didn't have an extra steering wheel. It just has a brake.
Did it ever need that with you in it?
In the beginning, he did.
Oh, he did?
Just like two times in the whole duration of...
I think that's dangerous. I don't think there should be a second break.
I don't either. It's ridiculous.
I think that's dangerous.
Why?
Because I think it could mess up the driver, because usually when you're in there with your instructor, you're nervous as it is, mm-hmm. and if they see you over there messing with the brake, I think that just makes you more nervous, and you know, you might try to compensate for it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for popping on here, honey. That's a good prom story.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later on tonight.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, there she is with her prom tale.
I have a prom tale that I don't think I've told before.
Hora.
That maybe I'll save for tomorrow. Do you guys have stories from prom outside of Mike?
I don't. I got nothing on that.
I mean, I went 3 years, but I couldn't tell you. They were so uneventful and so boring. My junior and senior year, I didn't go with a date. Went by myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good move.
It was.
All right, well, let's gear up. What's the matter with you, idiot? We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next.